Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive, left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes.
And it is gone.
Yes. Yes.
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
That is, of course, Scott Fransky in L.A. on the call as the Phillies make this World Series watch. What we're watching, nice editing done by Kyle Quinn there to get both Zielski and McDonald into the mix. A staple of the Glenn Mac Now weekend shows here on WIP, and a good lead-in to what you're watching, Mr. Zielski.
Yeah, you know, Jody, I'm like a lot of people, I'm sure, in the Delaware Valley. I haven't been watching much of anything other than the Phillies over the last couple of weeks.
Exactly.
And it occurred to me that I suspect that there are a lot of people who are following this team who are watching the same program, if you'll call it that, which is to say that they are watching either these games in real time and they're turning down the volume on Fox, and they are cranking up the radio to hear Scott Fransky and Larry Anderson call the game as it's being played. You can sync it up. I'm sure there's a delay on the radio call compared to the live action that you're getting on Fox.
It is a royal pain in the rear end.
Yeah. Or maybe they're watching these things online where you're going back and watching the Harper home run with the Fransky LA call over it. And I've been doing this a lot, too, and I think that for what we're watching, it was kind of appropriate to pay a little homage to those two guys, to Scott Fransky in particular and to Larry Anderson, because everyone knows how blessed Philadelphia has been over the years with some of the play-by-play and analyst voices that have called games for the Eagles and the Phillies and the Flyers and the Sixers and Big Five basketball and all that. But I saw Scott at one of the games against the Padres. And I said to him, you know, the only person affiliated with the Phillies who is having a better postseason than Bryce Harper is you. And it's been a real pleasure, both from if you are a fan and both just someone who appreciates what that job entails, to listen to Scott Fransky throughout this postseason. Because I think while he's been terrific since he's gotten here, he's gone to another level during this run, kind of like the team. And I just thought it was appropriate to kind of point that out. That's what I've been watching. I've been watching these clips and these games and listening to Scott Fransky and Larry Anderson. And, you know, I give them 4 stars out of 4.
And, oh, by the way, love them all. Love L.A.
Yeah.
I love all the guys who did the fill-in stuff, different ways of being a color analyst. The change from guy to guy was actually quite entertaining, at least for me. The TV guys, T-Mac's been able to hop in and contribute on the television side, and we get Bannon Batalico on the post-game stuff. So they didn't just disappear, but they're not in their usual spots. But Fransky is just so good. And I got to tell you one of the things that I've seen, and again, not what we're watching on TV or something, but just online when they have a camera that's actually in the radio booth. Fransky is so able to keep his emotions focused. I don't think I could do that. I'm sorry. I'm a Phillies fan. We got the famous clip with Wheels pumping his arms
when
Phillies won the World. He just couldn't do it. He couldn't keep himself from celebrating. And Fransky is, like, so focused and on point, and he doesn't go. His voice tells the story, but physically he doesn't, and I think that's so hard to do if you're a fan. And I know how big a fan Scott is of the team. Man, you got to give him a ton of credit for what the job he's doing right now.
Yeah, Greg Murphy has been in the booth with them and videoing their calls for a lot of the big moments. And when Fransky called the Harper home run, of course, you can hear Larry Anderson rejoicing next to him. But then Murph pans back to Scott, and you just see Scott kind of give this satisfied double fist pump while he's pausing in the call. And it speaks to how excited he was to be able to call that and to see the Phillies win that game.
He has done a great job, and we'll see if he's got another exciting call in him tonight for game 2.